Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday weekend, the Tuesday edition of Conversation. What the heck? It's been a long day. What a conversation we have for you today. If you haven't heard the latest news, and I want to get into this a little bit, Bill Cosby has been found guilty on all three charges. I want to get into that. Also, just recently, the North Korean leader has crossed into South Korea to have the first talk since December of 2015. I don't know why they call it like the way they call it, they act like it's historic, like it's never happened. But it's been 2015 since the last time they ever met. It doesn't really go anywhere. So we'll just have to wait and see if anything long-term comes out of this. Because sanctions are going to stay in place until something major happens. I want to get into that. Also, I don't even know who this guy is, but I'm starting to become a fan of this guy. His name is Chance the Rapper. And he's come out saying that, you know, black people don't have to be Democrats. And he's standing behind Kanye West and Kim Kardashian is standing behind him saying, hey, you know, we can think for ourselves. We don't have to have the government telling us, oh, we're black, we have to be Democrat. We have to have the government control us. I want to get into that and much more. So welcome to the program that you're a part of. Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And I was talking to a caller before the show, and I'll bring this up again. I have had some connection issues recently, and I've gotten them pretty much sorted out. And when I'm getting disconnected, if anyone lost me, when I've shut everything down and turned it back on and logged out and logged back on, it still says I'm logged into the show. It still says I'm live. So when I try to get back into the show, I can't. It says that you already have someone called in, so that's why they ended early and it stinks because I had so much I wanted to talk about. So, you know, I do a lot, as many of you may know. If you go back, you can actually listen to almost any conversation I've ever done through the archives, and I've done a couple on I deal with a myopathy, which is a much soul disease. And if I knew what I know now, I cook for a living. And when you're on your feet all day, it gets exhausting. And I would have never gotten into the field if I knew what I know now. And I've had some people that have written me to say, hey, you do this so well, you should try to be a disc jockey, even if it's just playing records. Maybe not talk radio, but and just do this on the side. So who knows? But I just wanted to, we're talking about that and different things. And I've done a couple episodes for my support group people. But I want to get into this because I was doing a lot of research on the comments because Bill Cosby has been found guilty of sexual assault and all this. And there's a ton of people who have, when I was on like CNN, all these different, when we had a little meeting at work, I was looking up at some of the comments from Fox News and ABC and all this stuff. And one of the biggest things I noticed was a lot of people were saying, and if anyone wants to call in and chime in on this, feel free. But they were saying that these women are gold diggers. Why didn't they come out a long time ago? Why now all of a sudden, 2004, why now? Why now are they coming forward? Oh, yeah, now he did this. You know, there's a lot of people saying, hey, they just, it's like the Michael Jackson incident where a lot of people believe that a lot of the people went after Michael Jackson just for his money. Here, I'll get $20 million just so he'll just give me $20 million and it won't go to court. He'll shut me up, you know, even though, I mean, if you talk to Corey Feldman, he goes, I've been molested. Michael Jackson wasn't one of them. He was far from it. And, you know, I wasn't in the courtroom, so I don't know, but a lot of the stuff I read on the comments were like, oh, these ladies are gold diggers, just want money. Whether he did it or not, I don't know. I wasn't in the courtroom. But, I mean, there were, I mean, I remember reading an article with a lady that was a juror in the O.J. Simpson trial, and she said that, I know O.J. Simpson did it, but none of the evidence that I had to go by in the courtroom would convince me beyond the shadow of a doubt that he did it. I know he did it, but I have to go by the evidence that's presented in the courtroom. And I had to let him go. And, you know, and I, until I set through, not many people can judge one way or the other on if he's guilty or not, or what they, you know, if you haven't read all the room transcripts and seen or whatever, because there's a lot that goes into it, you know, and you may think he's innocent, but if you look at all the evidence, they have, you know, DNA, or they have stuff to pin him to it. So it's just one of those things. I mean, you can't have that. As my producer wife is saying, you know, it could be something where you say it's consensual to me, but I mean, unless I'm married to my wife, which I am married, I don't see how I'd be afraid to be with someone because, you know, she may agree to have sex with me, but then she may turn into, it wasn't consensual. I mean, like in California, if as you saw, oh, this is the Thursday, this one am I talking about? I said Tuesday. What a week. But on the Tuesday edition, I was talking about how California is banning any books or anything that would try to change your idea of sexual preference. And if I had a book that would help you become transgender, and if you're a man, show you how to be a woman, and if you're a woman, how to be a man, and how to dress and wear bra, you know, that would be banned too, technically under the law, but I'm sure California wouldn't ban that. But I was talking to a good friend at work, and she's like, well, that would instantly, when I showed her the article, it would ban the Quran, because if you were a true Muslim, they don't believe in it's like they will stone you and kill you if you are gay. That's what's funny when you have these liberals say, oh, we need to be supportive of the Muslims and we need to support them. Well, okay, most liberals support gays and lesbians and transgenders and pansexuals and all that stuff, but Muslims do not. You can't be a Muslim and be gay. They don't. And she goes, you'd have to ban the Quran and all this stuff. And it's basically an attack on people's freedom in that state. But then again, they have enough talk in that state to be able to put on a ballot to get signatures, to put on a ballot, a vote to have California exit from the United States and be its own country. Because, I mean, if that's what they want to do, if this country is so bad that they want to form their own country, then, but that I really realistically don't think that will ever happen, because I have friends that live in pockets of California where there are super, super ultra conservatives that want guns, that want to have, I did some Les Paul style guitar, and there was, I think it was like a gun finish or something that I used on it to finish my guitar. It's banned in that. You can't get it in California. It's banned. He goes, oh, it's a great product, but I can't get it because I'm like, if you want, I'll ship it to you. Because I guess it can cause cancer and all this crap, so it's banned in California and all this ridiculous stuff. But then he does stuff out there that, because he's from Indiana, so there's stuff that he does out there that they don't, there's nothing. He does stuff with the gaming industry and stuff out in California and makes the kind of, he wouldn't even, there's no, that type of work doesn't exist where I live, where he's from, so that's why he stays out there. He can't make what he makes, the six-figure income in Indiana doing what he does, because it doesn't exist. But he just thinks it's ridiculous that these people want to, okay, now that Trump's gotten all these tax cuts for us, let's raise the taxes. You know, how dare tax cuts come for Americans? You know, he's tired of the liberal bullcrap. And eventually, I think it's going to get to the point where he may just up and say, "Well, I'll find something to do in Indiana that I can do. You know, that it's going to be something for me that I'm going to make way less. You know, probably 60,000. But hey, at least I'm out of country, as he calls it, because there's so many people that just think everything should be given to them, everything should be free. We should just open our borders, let anyone who wants to come in just come in." But that's just kind of how this whole thing works, you know. I mean, we can't just open our borders and let anyone in the door that we want to. It's not economically feasible. It's, you know, and I love, as I want to get into this because I'm starting to become a big fan of this Chance the Rapper, because he has stand with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West now to stand up saying, "Hey, you don't have to be a Democrat just because you're black. You don't, you know, we are free thinkers. We can think for ourselves. We don't have to have someone tell us how to think, you know, like Hillary Clinton." And, you know, well, your man told you to vote for, you know, if you were a man, you know, like we told our wives who they had to vote for. Like, they can't think for themselves. You know, women can vote. Women can think for themselves. Black people have the right to vote and think what they want to. Kanye West, like me, I don't 100% support everything Trump does, but I support a lot of it. Kanye West feels the same way. He's human. I'm going to support him on many issues. There's some things I'm going to disagree with. And it's just nice to see people coming out and standing up saying, "Hey, I'm black and I don't." I mean, we had 8 years with President Obama, and what changed in Chicago? How is Chicago any better off because he's president? It's not better off. But that's a whole different issue. But that's what people don't get. Oh, I have to be, Democrats have to be black. No, they don't. You don't have to be Republican or Democrat. You can be libertarian. You can be an independent. I've signed up for the Tea Party newsletter like several years ago. That's the only thing I've ever really done. I've always considered myself very libertarian. I don't want the government in my life. I want to know that if I go, that I make the choices, not the government. I want to know that, okay, if I go to the hospital and my dad's on life support, I can keep him there if I want to. Or if he's too far gone, I can say, "Hey, it's time to, I think we need to pull the plug. He's brain dead, nothing's happening, we're going to pull the plug on him." Not the government telling me, "Okay, yeah, he's 7 years old, he's lived a good life, we're just going to pull the plug, sorry," you know, where you don't have any say in it. You know, you should have a say in your family's medical, not the state. You know, speak your voice while you can in this country. It doesn't matter what you believe. Before we have a country where, okay, he's the nominee for president, we don't have two. He's your only nominee. The government decided who is going to run. You know, you don't want to live in a country like that. But that's what these liberal kids seem to want. "Oh, but why should we have to pay for education? Why should we have to pay for anything? Why should we? The government should just pay for it." It's sad that kids have this notion that everything should be free. Everything should just be handed to them and just given to them. But we have a country now where these schools are indoctrinating these kids. Like I was saying on Tuesday, I can tell you now, because I do know some of my high school teachers now. I do know some of my culinary school instructors and my college professors. I know what they politically think now, but back then, you didn't know. You didn't talk politics. When you took history when I was in school, they would record on VHS the State of the Union of then Bill Clinton, and you would watch it in class, and he would explain what he's doing, why he, this is what he does. He shakes this person's hand, he goes here, he says hi, he does all this. It wasn't, can you believe he said this? Oh, how dare he said, no, you just watch and you learned what he does and why he does it. And okay, he's addressing the country on the state of it now. How's the state of this United States? How's the state of the Union? This is what, it was never any, the, oh, can you believe he did this? Can you believe he's allowed to be up there when he's doing Monica Lewinsky? It was never political. It was teaching you what the president does during the State of the Union, period. We never had teachers like that Fresno State teacher that's going off saying that, oh, the witch is dead, thank God. I never knew what the beliefs of my teachers were politically. That wasn't talked about. Nowadays, schools just shove political beliefs down the throats of the students. I remember there was a school in New York where these kids, they were like in third grade or fourth grade, and they were singing like a Obama song, like a pro-Obama song. Obama, Obama, he's our man. He's the president. Yes, he can. It was like, are you kidding me? We never sung pro-Reagan songs or anything like that. But, oh, it doesn't matter. That's not a big deal. That's not an issue. We're not indoctrinating the kids. We're not going to have them learn cursive. I've had people, when I write in cursive, they're like, well, what language is that? Because they don't know how to read cursive. I actually want to get a copy of the Constitution and bring it into my work and show people. What is this? Can you read this? Because they can't. And if they can't, then they can, okay, this is what we think, this is what we're gonna write in with the Constitution, what we want it to say. Because they can't read the real ones, and we can do a typed version and put in whatever we want it to say. That's what they'll start doing. It's sad. But that's the reality of the America we live in. I mean, I got to get into this because this is just great. Finland is going to end its universal basic income program by the year's end. Yes. The Finnish government reportedly announced Tuesday that it will end the country's universal basic income program by the end of the year, and it appears to be in talks on new measures to cut benefits to those who do not actively seek employment. So basically, if you live in Finland, they used to just give you, if you lost your job, here's unemployment. Good luck. Now they're going to make you prove that you're unemployed and that you're not looking, that you're actually looking for work and you can't find work. They're going to be considered the first European country to pay a monthly check to its unemployed people between the ages of 25 and 58. And what it's going to do is you're going to have to earn, you're going to have to do stuff. You're going to have to basically prove that you can't find work. You're going to have to actually do stuff and make people, okay, well, because just like in America, there are people that literally, up until recently in some states, lived off the government. Now they're like, well, okay, now you have to prove you can't find work. You have to show that you've applied for jobs and that you're looking. And if you get offered a job, maybe you turn down that job. I mean, it could be, you could get $600 a week from the government, but that might be $100 a week from the government. Well, you turn down that job, they won't, you know, your benefits are cut. There's so many in this country think that, oh, we need to have, like, socialism in terms of issues. You know, we need to have, like, free health care and free unemployment for people. If you lose your job, you should just get unemployment. And I have known people that are in, like, what I call the donut hole with this. Well, okay, well, I wasn't at this job long enough, and when they let me go, I wasn't there long enough to be able to qualify for the benefits, and now I can't get unemployment benefits And now I got to try to find work without benefits and no money. And so, because I've known a couple people that, well, technically you have to be at a job for like 3 months full time before they will benefit, before you can apply for unemployment benefits and all this stuff. And because they were there like 2 months before the company let them go, they can't get the benefits. And so it's one of those things. That happens. So, I don't know. I think it's a good thing. But if, I mean, at least you're looking. At least they're trying to keep people from not abusing the welfare system. But then, in some, but I'm trying to look into, and I'll probably know more Tuesday, because I want to look into the bill further, because I don't know how it reacts to if you have a kid. Like, if you have a kid, do you, can they, like, cut your benefits? Because, like, in the States, if you have kids, for the welfare of the kids, you, they can't cut you, you can't cut your benefits. So if I went and got on unemployment, if I had a kid, it'd be almost impossible to get rid of it. So you'd have to, we'll have to wait and see as I, because I want to get more, I want to look into this further and see, you know, how, if they know anything about that, or if I can find anything about that kind of stuff. So, there's a Fox poll out recently, and there's been several of them that say that the majority of Americans and stuff support the strikes in Syria. And polls don't mean jack, in my opinion, in terms of this, because if everyone in America said, oh, we support the, if we had 100% approval of the strikes in Syria, but the Syrian people were like, why did you bomb? Okay. You would be like, well, wait a minute here. Yeah, why did we bomb? I mean, if, because if everyone's 10% supported the strike and 90% didn't, but the Syrian people are like, yes, thank God, we got help. People are trying to make it better for us. Guess what? That poll doesn't mean anything. Because if you help someone, that's what matters. No matter what that poll says, I mean, there are people that love and are praising Trump outside the U.S. for what he's done. They're praising him for what he's done. And that's what matters. I mean, you can say all you want about, well, how dare he bomb and all this. I'm like, well, do you live there? Have you been chemically attacked? Has this happened to you? If that's the case, then I apologize. But if you're not from there and not dealing with this, what does your opinion matter? We need to talk to the people who are affected by this. And when they talk to the people, they're happy. They're thankful someone stepped up to help them. Yeah, I keep getting a lot of these things where historic summit between North Korea and South Korea. December 2015 was the last time they met. It's not like it's been like 40 years since they met. Not that it's not a bad, it's not that, like, it's not a good thing that they're meeting, but
it,
yeah, we don't know. I mean, Kim Jong-un could be sitting there saying, okay, you need to become communist. These talks are off if you're not going to become a communist and join us. You know, we don't know. But several of the articles I read when this, you know, this historic meetings, that's basically what most of the articles I've read say. And I'm like, well, it was, I know it was like 2 or 3 years ago, it was a lot, and it was December 2015 was the last time they met. They've met multiple times. It doesn't usually go anywhere. It's almost like, hey, look, we're going to sit down and talk and make everyone think something's going to happen, and it doesn't. But this is kind of interesting, but we have a free America. A judge rules New York City bar can refuse service to Trump supporters wearing a Make America Great hat. A Manhattan judge ruled Wednesday that kicking out a Trump supporter out of his bar does not violate the law, because the law does not protect against political discrimination. Greg Pazetsky of Philadelphia claims he was refused service and eventually removed from the New York City bar in January 2017 for wearing a Make America Great hat in a lawsuit against the establishment. Anyone who supports Trump or believes in what you believe is not welcome here. You need to leave right now because we won't serve you. Lesky claims the staff of the Happiest Hour told him. If it was me and they refused to serve me, I'd say, well, I'm grateful that you're telling me this because I don't want to give my money to an anti-American establishment. I don't want to be a supporter of a establishment that does not support America. If you do not want America, because I don't know how any liberal, Trump wants to make America great. What do you want to do? You don't want to make America great because you'd be standing with them. And if you wouldn't, you would stand with them anyways because you would want him to do his policies. You'd want him to do what he wants. Because then when it doesn't work and it fails, then you can say, hey, it's all Trump's fault. It's all Trump. But since you're trying to fight him tooth and nail and everything, well, I can't make America great with you guys trying to fight me tooth and nail every which way but Sunday. I mean, we have the right to, well, then this should set precedent, okay? If they can refuse him because of his political beliefs, then if I don't believe in gays getting married, I should not have to make a wedding cake. They're like two totally identical situations. This couple's forced to make a wedding cake for a gay couple, but because they don't believe, even though they don't believe in it, and it's against their religious and political views and all that stuff, this bar can ban because of their political views. I just want to go to that bar and have like a pro-communist, pro-Hillary shirt on. See what they do. See if they like, you know. But that's just, you know, that's me. I'm the one that's been kicked out of a Hillary Facebook page. Yes, I'm proud of that fact. I got kicked out of a Hillary support because they just hated it because they couldn't deal with the fact that they couldn't. It's sort of like I'm telling them, if you light a match to gasoline, it's gonna explode. No, it's not. You know, they can't. I learned a lot from the Glenn Beck book, Arguing with Idiots. I have that on like CD, and it's the truth. You know, back in the day, there were still more SUVs being sold than those hybrid cars. The Prius? There were still way more. And when you looked at those Priuses, if you did the math on what it would cost, gasoline would have to be like $4 a gallon to make those things like viable economically for what you pay for them and all. And it's a fun book because it's like you can basically, okay, here's the numbers. There were more SUVs sold around this time than those Priuses. They cost way more to run. I mean, you have to have very expensive gas to make those things worth the money and all this. It's just a great book. But, you know, that's what I felt like I was arguing with. People that don't know anything, that don't, they're just like, well, oh, like we need to have these Syrian refugees here. Would you house them? No. What do you mean? You want them here. If you want them here, you should house them. That's what I'm saying. Call me the asshole, but if you want them here, you should house them. I think you should have more taxes coming out of your paycheck to help fund those people. That's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? It's like that guy that when he had to let people go because of Obama's policies, he went around to the parking lot and found out whose car had the Obama stickers on it, and those were who he let go. And when he fired them, hey, because of these Obama policies, I'm forced to cut people, and since you supported him and wanted him, I have to let you go. Now, if you were, how can I fire someone because of Obama's policies who didn't like him, didn't want him, didn't vote for him? That does not make sense. Oh, God. Oh, wow. This is, Maxine Waters tells Trump to resign. Just get out at Time 100 gala honoring her. She's a special kind of CJ. Oh, Trump, just resign. Just resign. Maxine Waters, why don't you just resign, okay? Why don't you just resign? Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Maybe this is going on in your country. Maybe you're fed up with the government owning you. See, we have, at least in this country right now, the ability to, okay, I don't like H&R Block. Let me try TurboTax. Let me try, I forget the other one. Jackson Hewitt. Let me try and see if other people, and that's their claim to fame. Oh, we don't care where you got your taxes done. Bring them to us. We'll get you more money. Now, because of things I didn't realize, I got like all my stuff processed for free. And I wouldn't have if I would have known, if they would have came up and it would have said, okay, yeah, your code on the back, the three digits were wrong. It would have been fixed instantaneously because I wouldn't have sat through that. I would have just bang, 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 done. You know, a lot of countries here, we do your taxes. We tell you what you owe. Here, at least you have a choice. I mean, you should have a choice in California. You may support gays and lesbians, but if there's someone that's having confusion whether he's a man or a woman and maybe wants to figure out for himself unbiasedly and say, hey, I want to have some literature, he won't be able to have that. And if that California law is true and goes through, technically the Quran is banned also because they are 1,000,000% against gays. They don't believe in alcohol. They don't believe in bacon. They don't believe in vegetarianism. 99% of what a liberal believes is out the window if Sharia law was to come to this country. You couldn't be a liberal in a Sharia law country. You couldn't do it. Yeah, you can't. Man, I can't believe this, man. You eat meat. How dare you? Okay, they not only eat meat, they brutalize it before it's killed. But we have choices in this country. Maxine Waters has the right to look like an idiot. Trump resign. We're tired of trying to impeach you. Oh, and what does that do? Bill Clinton was impeached. It doesn't mean he can be president for an 8-year term and be impeached. The only person that's been impeached really is Bill Clinton in our time. But that says a lot about Time Magazine if they're having 100 Time 100 gala honoring her. If she's being honored, Lord help them. I wouldn't read Time. But that's me. I'm smart enough to read between the lines and know that, you know, that's a really... If you're going to take someone that left, that's stupid, and stand by them and support them, But with the Supreme Court doing and all the stuff it's doing, Judge Napolitano, I love this. I honestly think when that fully goes through 100%, the travel bans are going to stay in place for the safety of America due to a 5-4 Supreme Court split. Now, I wish we had a neutral Supreme Court that, like, okay, what's the law? Okay, would this travel ban make America safer, yes or no? And should it be how dare we? How dare you? You know, I wish we could have judges that went by law. And, okay, is this something that's good or, you know, is this here's the case. A liberal 9 times out of 10 would be against it, and a conservative would be 9 times out of 10 for it. You know, where it's like, well, okay, because a lot of these court cases, before they even heard by the Supreme Court, well, we assume it's going to be a 5-4 split because, you know, we have 5 conservatives, 4 liberals, and, you know, I wish they'd go off of facts. But we all know the government doesn't go off of facts, because if they would have, you know, cannabis wouldn't be illegal. I mean, you get all these things, well, Chuck Schumer wants to legalize pot, and they want to legalize this. I honestly think until it happens, it's like the talks with North Korea. Until something happens to where their people in North Korea can go about the country and live how they want to, and if they want to go to South Korea, they can go to South Korea. If they want to whatever, they can do whatever they want. I don't think I would see that much change in that country, really, except for the people that have been abused because they, like, disrespected or whatever, and they're in, like, a concentration camp. But the people, you know, they've been so indoctrinated that I don't think you would see much change in that country for a while. But until real change happens to where, okay, the borders are open and North Koreans can leave their country if they want to and go and do whatever, until that happens, I don't know what to think of these talks and, you know, President Trump possibly meeting with North Korea. Until they pass a bill that makes pot federally legal in every state, until I see it, all these articles where Chuck Schumer is going to do this or this person's going to do that, they want to legalize it, until that happens, because there's all this stuff where Trump's finally going to be the president that legalizes it. And when, if you look at the articles, he's just supporting if it's legal in Colorado, it's legal. If it's legal in Washington State, it's legal. And I honestly think that's where cannabis is going to stay. It's going to be one of these where if Indiana legalizes it, it's going to be legal. But until then, it's going to be a state-by-state thing where the feds aren't going to interfere. If the state wants to legalize it, they can. And if Indiana can legalize it, but they could say, Lafayette could say, oh, we don't want dispensaries. We don't want it here. You can't smoke in Lafayette. You can't do this. You know, you're going to have to leave Tippecanoe County to smoke. Well, there you go. It's going to be something I honestly believe is going to, that's what I realistically see. It's going to be technically like alcohol, where it's a state by state thing. That's why Jack Daniels they have loopholes that allow Jack Daniels to be distilled in a dry county. There are still places in America where you can't drink, and bootleggers have a heyday. Hey, you can't buy liquor at a store. You have to buy it from me. I want to see if I can find this article. I don't know. There was an article, and I thought I might have shared it, but there was a student at that Florida high school that was taken by the administration. He was questioned because he posted photos of him and his dad at a gun range. And I guess they were trying to come after his dad, you know, because I guess they have nothing they can really go after him with. You know, they can't really go after the son, and they were trying to find maybe there's something that his son did or his sunset or whatever. But it's sad that you have somebody that's standing up for the Second Amendment, and how dare he? How dare they have a kid that actually understands common sense? You know, God forbid we have people that understand that Second Amendment is a right that we, it protects all other God-given rights. Because that's what people don't realize. You may, if you think guns should be banned and all this crap, oh, that's great. It's only a matter of time before what you, the views you have and things you have, we don't agree with that. And how can you protect yourself? How can you stop them from coming after you? If the government says, okay, we're going to take your land, how are you going to stop them if they've all got guns and you've got nothing? You ain't going to do anything. But that's a whole, that's just, I don't, and the kid's just trying to stand up for what he believes in. Now, if he was anti-gun, oh, that they'd be praising. He'd be on, oh, we got to get you on the news, man. Yeah, they would, but because he's with his gun, and if you watch the video, he's talking about, you know, if you use a gun range and you shoot and you practice, you know, gun safety. Most kids won't know how to, sad to say it, deal with a gun if they came upon one. That's a big issue. You know, we have someone standing up for the Second Amendment and saying, hey, if you understand the Second Amendment, you can do all kinds of stuff. You need to know your history. Learn. Second Amendment protects all other God-given rights. Well, no, we can't have that. And I guess they went after his dad, trying to pin something on his dad. How, you know, anything they can find, any little loophole. There were probably tens of thousands of tax dollars spent trying to investigate anything you can. That's the world we live in, folks. You know, these kids don't get it, and the ones that do get it are the ones that are reprimanded. When are they going to realize that we see through the BS? We do. We see through what the government, you know, we see through. We're not intimidated. We're not standing down. We're trying to unite and come together as one. You may think you're safe going into a gun-free mall or a weapon-free zone or a weapon-free mall. Do you honestly think that some serial killer is going to sit there, oh, thank God, and I was going to kill a bunch of people, but man, they got a weapon-free, I can't bring my knives and guns in there. If you think that that's going to stop a serial killer, you're a special kind of stupid. And the kids that get that are the ones that are being demonized or tried to be demonized. I mean, if you, like I tell people, if you think the government's so great, where's Chicago? Obama had 8 years. If you think the government's so great. Yep.
They didn't need Obama. They had how many years?
Oh, I know. But they don't, people, but. Yeah, but. And you have, actually, there are actually some blacks there that have finally gotten to the point where, hey, look at this. This is a third world country in my neighborhood. And what has changed in how many Democrats that have run this place? Nothing. Well, yeah, it's changed. It's gotten worse. Oh, yeah. I'll show you this little tiny piece of property that this guy owns just so we can say he claims he lives here. So he can be on the ballot. How's he helping me? He ain't done that. This place is a third world country, but hey. And there are some blacks and some people in those inner cities that are saying, hey, what has changed with all this policy year, this Democratic policy year? What has ever changed? Not a damn thing. Let's give someone else a try. And we have. We've given someone a try. It's just one of those things that people need to wake up and see. And I think people are, for the most part, waking up and going, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm finally been screwed all this time. I mean, like, it's like me, knowing what I know now, I don't know if I would have gotten in, I know I wouldn't have gotten in the business I did. But that's what I, and that's what I did. So now I got to figure out where are my next steps? What do I do? How much longer can I stay in the business? What can I do? How can I live? It's the evolution. And that's what people need to start seeing in this country. We're an evolutionary country that's constantly moving, constantly changing. But the founders had the knowledge and smarts to write a constitution and say, hey, we came to this country so that we could say, yeah, I'm going to sit there. And this is our hospital. This isn't a government hospital. We're going to tell ourselves what we can and cannot do, not the other way around. If my mom's dying, I'm going to say, okay, yeah, she wants to put an end to it. Not the government saying, yeah, your mom's 70 and she used to live a good life. We're going to stop dialysis. No, it should be the other way around. You should say, I want to stop dialysis, not the other way around, not the government telling you, hey, stop dialysis. Yeah, your mom's lived a good life. Yeah, your mom's going to kiss her family and friends goodbye and say hello to Klaus. No, that's not. No, the government shouldn't be telling you. You should be telling the government. That's why we have the Second Amendment. That's why we have freedom of speech. That's why we can do things. That's why you have a place that can say, yeah, we're not going to serve a Trump supporter. Well, that's fine. I can choose not to use your establishment either. That's why you have liberal waiters that will be served by conservatives and they'll give a $300 tip. But they've done $300, they've done $500, there's been several of them. And the one recently was $450. We have the right to help people. You have the right to say, no, we're not going to serve you, and I have the right not to use your restaurant. It works both ways. I have the right to say what I want to on the show, and you have the right to agree with me or disagree with me. And you don't have to listen. You can say, bye-bye. Yeah, I thank you that you're listening. And I love that I find people that agree to disagree. I mean, like, I've talked to people all the time on social media, and you get varying views. Well, I see your point. And there's a couple times where people that we're not too far off, we want the same thing. We just have a different idea of how to get there. Huh? Oh, yeah. Got about 7 minutes left. And the Premier League, folks. Holy cow. Yes, if you have not heard by now, at the end of the season, it's going to be weird to see the Gunners without Austin Venga.
It's going to be weird. But, I mean,
I think it's probably one of those where they probably made the decision, hey, you've done good for us. Instead of us firing you, bow out gracefully. Whether that's true or not, you never know. It's just going to be weird. Just like when it was weird to see someone other than Alex Ferguson on the sidelines for 25 years. You know, David Moisey. When he came on, I'm like, well, Alex Ferguson must know something we don't know. Maybe he's, I don't know. And as we all know, he tanked and then so on and so on. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them, who they get, where they go. We take on the Gunners for the last time with Austin Venga on 429. It's going to be a good, it's going to be fun. It's going to be and I'm off so I get to watch the match. It's on Sunday. It depends what we're doing. It depends how we feel and all that. But because we might be going to Michigan, we might be going to Pure Michigan. Because our adventure starts at puremichigan.org. Oh, I love Michigan. The potholes are the greatest. No, those actually, what are those? Those hot springs? That's what they are. You know, I think I've said this before. There was a picture that showed like a Roman road that's like from like 300 AD, still in perfect condition, and it shows like a road from Indiana and like Michigan, like 2018 paved, and it's already a huge hole bigger than a car. I don't get it though, but it's going to be a good weekend. Good to see. It's bittersweet though, because I mean, I can't complain. We are in second place. You know, hopefully we'll have an FA Cup. But then again, that's what Louis Van Gaal, he got an FA Cup and was gone. But we'll have to wait and see. You know, that's how the cookie crumbles. I mean, there's all kinds of rumor of who's staying at United, who's going, all the transfer buzz, and there's all kinds of transfers that has to happen because, and it's going to has to happen early because, as many of you know with the World Cup, you know, that transfer window is going to be cut in half because when you're training for the World Cup and doing all that, where do we go? We don't have time. It's not like you're going to be trying to look at purchasing people and talking with them while they're training for the World Cup. And so it's going to be interesting. That is for sure, because I'm just kind of here, man. It's hard to believe that almost another season is over with. It's just crazy that, like, another Premier League season's almost gone. Because it just seemed like yesterday I was in tears when Alex Ferguson's last, you know, farewell speech. And now it's like, how many years has it been? Like, wow. Like, blank. You know, so it's just one of those things that we got to be looking at the positives. And is Anthony Martial going? I don't know. I don't think anyone, until he's sold, I don't think anyone will know. Until it's announced, I think he's going to try to stay. It may be down to a, yeah, you can stay, but I ain't going to play you. You know, and so, I don't know. I just wish he would be, that's one of the main reasons why I didn't want Mourinho, because he doesn't develop youth, and that's what our club is known for. You know, hopefully we get this 9-year-old prodigy to make his way up through the ranks, you know, from the academy of the under 21 club to bam to dominating and being on the first team and, you know, not, yep, he's dominating. We're going to get him from Real Madrid because they don't want him anymore because he's too old. Yep, he's coming from AC Milan or Barcelona. You know, he's used up all his talent there, and now we're going to try to get the most out of him because that's what Mourinho wants. He doesn't want to have to train anyone or do anything. He just wants to have people that know what the heck they're doing, so. But, yeah, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And, you know, as this conversation comes to close, you know, I get up every day, and it's hard to get up a lot of days, but, you know, do something. Try to make a difference. You know, I didn't have a support group I could enter. Well, you don't really have this one. Well, okay, I'm just going to start one for anyone with a myopathy. And I'm one step away from now looking at possibly seeing who wants to be an admin with me and help out and read every single message that's posted, read every single thing, because it's all. But it's, you know, but do something. Even if it's starting your own, whatever the case may be. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope no matter if you're conservative, liberal, libertarian, whatever, that you get something out of this. That you say, hey, I may disagree with what he says here, but we the end result's the same. We both want to get to Florida. He wants to take a train. I want to fly. You know. And that's what I try to get across to people. Because for many, many years in this country, you know, both candidates were going to get us to the same end point. One was going to do it faster than the other. So you really were kind of like choosing between a train or a plane or an automobile, but you're both going to get to Florida. Reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.